Owen, the new book's out on the shelves now. What prompted you to write your own story?
I was approached by Irish Sports Publishing about a year and a half ago, and I didn't really want to do it because I was still playing. I think if you have to be truthful about the whole thing, I think it was Orla maybe that did the work. She said to me that, look, you've had a great career, you know, honours that you've been involved in, people want to hear about this, but they also want to hear about the stories that are off the field, the bad ones, and the bad ones that was not true. So it was a chance for me to put them right, and I was glad I got that chance.
Everything's covered in this book, Owen, the good and the bad.
Yep, I'm not going to lie to anybody. It's in the book that I enjoyed myself off the field. But when the chips were down and we had to perform, that's when I knuckled down onto the big days. I loved them. But as I said earlier on, you have to tell the truth in the book, and I've told nothing but the truth. Some people are not going to like it, and some people are going to be amazed about what went on, particularly in 2008. But that's what it's all about. That's what makes the book a good read.
There's a level of honesty in this book, Owen, that so many other biographies don't have. And it's really your story told from the heart.
It is. People when we see the tattoos and the blonde hair and, you know, what's that man at? But at the end of the day, that's all I want to do. I want to play for Tyrone. And from an early age, it's portrayed that in the book that, you know, that's all. It was a dream of mine. Watching a bus going up to Clonus, seeing, you know, the Plunkett Donaghy's, the Stephen Conway's of this world. And that's all. I wanted to be a Tyrone footballer, and that was the dream come true to me.
Wonderful career spanning over 10 years as an under-county footballer. But we haven't seen the last of you yet in terms of club football.
Oh, I'm enjoying the club. Deep down, you always love coming back and playing for your club. It's the mates you grew up with. And we've been lucky enough to get a few titles. We've played an awful lot of time for Cookstown since I was 15 and never got any medals. And now it's the last couple, maybe 3-4 years, we've kind of started to think maybe we could push for senior honours. And alright, we're only up and we finished fourth this year, but we shouldn't lie in that there. We should go on, drive on, and I know there's a good team up there. I just wish that I was maybe 3 years younger.
You would have been class, I suppose, Owen, as the yo-yo team. Not so now. You have maintained that senior status, and that was vitally important for you, wasn't it?
It was. People say, you know, it was unbelievable to go up and lift Lord Ireland on behalf of the club, but my gut feeling is we shouldn't have been down there in the media again. I just thought that we had a chance to move on, and we used different excuses saying it went down. I think as a team there, it can push a wee bit of self-belief. At the end of the day, growing up, we beat the Clonose, Argyles, the Carrickmores of this world. Why can we not do it again? They've raised the bar. They're the teams that, you know, you want to beat. And you just look at Clonose there, they're exceptional. I went to watch them a couple of times. We weren't lucky not to beat Ballinderay and the Ulster club, and look at Ballinderay's did here today.
Was winning this All-Ireland club title this year, the one a couple of years ago, your best ever moment, even above all the honours you've won with Tyrone?
The very first time I won the All-Ireland, the club was special for me, because I've talked in the book, I like doing things first. It's the first that it count. Don't get me wrong, it was great to lift it on behalf of the lads, on behalf of John McKeever and Adrian Gilmore, the Cookstown club. But the first one was it was brilliant.
It's amazing to think, Owen, it's 10 years since Tyrone won that first All-Ireland title. You had a couple of All-Irelands before that, of course, as well, though, hadn't you?
No, I've been blessed to be in the great teams this, you know, this decade, you know, starting off as seniors, but not just minors. I think the Holy Trinity teams, people forget about that in the Tyrone Vocationals. I think that's what's get the ball rolling. I think Peter Cannon was a big factor in, you know, bringing the whole highlight to Holy Trinity, because he was a manager and he had so many players to bring through. But there was a conveyor belt of talent, and I was just one of them lucky players to be involved in that.
And you talk extensively about Peter in the book, and he was a big influence on you.
Definitely was. Not just me, but there was other players that, you know, that's the sort of player you look up to. You've seen other players, Morris Fitzgeralds and of this world, but Peter Cannon was mine. 95, I'm not afraid to say that, 95, you know, you're actually gutted for the whole team, but you just watched him growing up, and to play with him was an honour.
Some people will say, Owen, that the book's hard-hitting. Is there anything in it, perhaps, that will upset people?
Look, as I said, I've read many autobiographies, and I've read them, and I think, geez, that man's holding back there. There's the things he could be saying there, you know, he's holding back. I don't think I've held back, but I've told the truth. I've told nothing but the truth, and, you know, people, you know, they'll either like it or they'll hate it, but I've got great feedback at the minute now, and it's going well, thank God.
And you also pay great tribute to Chris Long, who you travelled with up and down the road to training in those first years as a county senior player. he too, like Peter and players like that, big influence on the younger players coming in, the same way that the senior players now, the Seans, the Connors, the Joe McMahons, are bringing the new crop of players through?
Definitely was. Peter and Cricker was a good help to me. Whenever I wanted to go for maybe that pint after a game or before a game, they'd say, "Oh, come on, pull in horns." And I talk about it in 2008 about the Mulgrew. Maybe I didn't do that for him. And that's what maybe dragged him down and maybe stalled his career a bit. But hopefully, with Raymond Mulgrew, hopefully you get a chance for Tyrone again.
Is there anything that, I suppose, stands out for you as a major disappointment for you in your 12-odd, 13 years as a senior footballer with Tyrone?
Yeah, it was probably, I talk about it in the book, it's probably the 2008 season. Just sitting on the bench with a lump in the throat, thinking, you know, you're better than some of them players just on the field there, but you just haven't put the commitment in, you haven't put the work. And then for them to leave you behind and go and win Northern Ireland, I know it was a part of it, but I just didn't feel it was the same because it was, you know, so prominent in the 2003 and 2005. But look, that's the way it is. There's no one player is going to stand out in the team. It's a whole big team effort, and probably 2008 was probably the down point.
And have you drawn a line under your senior inter-county career? Is that it? Even though Mickey says the door's still open, he doesn't think you're finished. At a personal level, playing-wise, you're certainly not finished. But in your own head, is that it?
No, I think it is. Look, it has to come to an end sometime. A couple of good club matches there, you know, but if everybody's talking about this club game I played against Carrickmore, they didn't see the other five before that. So at the end of the day, one good game doesn't make a season for you. But look, you never turn your back on Tyrone. If you get the call, you get the call. But I'll not hold my breath.